Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio. Well, I hear the Dawson Boyd Arts Association is celebrating its 25th performing arts season. And we have Tracy Hansen, who is well-connected with the Dawson Boyd Arts Association here, to talk a little bit about herself and the organization and how Dawson Boyd Arts got started. Welcome to the studios here, Tracy.
Well, thank you, Maynard. Glad to be here.
Well, fill us in. Tell us a little bit about DBAA.
Yes, exactly. So, yes, I'm Tracy Hansen, and I'm the executive director for the Dawson Boyd Arts Association. This is my third season as the executive director. Prior to that, I was on the board for 3 years, something that I joined immediately following my return to Dawson in 2019. So bring a lot of years, almost hate to say how many, but nearly 40 years, actually, of business experience to the table. And I've just, been having a lot of fun being able to use that experience and really help promote who we are, what we do, and keep kind of the legacy going.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the Dawson Boyd Arts Association got started.
Exactly. Well, we got started 25 years ago. We were actually founded in 2001. A little bit as far as who we are, as far as our mission statement. We exist to strengthen and inspire our community by presenting a wide variety of quality visual and performing arts for participants of all ages at Memorial Auditorium in Dawson. We operate as a standalone 501c3 nonprofit organization, and as I mentioned, exist to present a performing arts season each year in our rural southwestern Minnesota setting. We have a volunteer board of directors representing multiple communities throughout the area. We serve what would be considered an underserved rural population. So all of us here out in the, I think you say the land of rocks and cows.
Right.
I've heard you say that multiple times. We're, at least 2 to 3 hours away from a major cultural hub. So that really was kind of the start to the whole program is how do we bring the arts and experiences to everyone, making things accessible, close to home, affordable ticket prices, and such. We also do a lot with student outreach, being able to do programs and engagement during the school day for families and students that may not have the means to travel. We also have been involved with seniors, so senior citizens living at the care center, at our assisted living in Dawson, actually bringing the performers to them for short performances. So just lots of different ways that we touch the community.
Right.
Also have been involved with the adults with cancer, so the Lac La Parle Hope Network, as I think a lot of people are familiar with.
Oh, yeah. They do a great job.
They do a very good job. So we have been providing tickets to that group that go out anonymously to people that are sick and in treatment and such, and then when the time is right where they're feeling up to joining us for a performance, then they can come on over.
All right.
So, yeah, back to the question as far as how we got our start. That was actually a gentleman by the name of Mr. Vern Stevens, and he had a dream where he was imagining this rural part of southwestern Minnesota that I mentioned, where all people would have access to that convenient and affordable arts experience. Mr. Stevens was a legend in our community.
He was pretty well known, elementary principal.
Very well known, yep. So in addition to elementary principal, he was a church organist, he was on the Lions Club, lots of different hats that he wore. So very, very key individual. So this was his dream to be able to put this together and bring the arts right to our backyard. So that really is where the creation of the Arts Association came that 25 years ago. So yes, this season, as we celebrate, we have decided to really take a look back and reflect on what a remarkable man Mr. Stephen was and the impact that he's made. So what I would like to do next is introduce Erica Johnsrud. She was actually an elementary student back in the day when Mr. Stevens was principal and instrumental in starting our arts organization.
All right, a very good afternoon to Erica. How are you doing? Welcome to the airwaves on Q92 this afternoon.
Hey, Maynard. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Dawson Boyd Arts Association and Vern Stevens. Do you have a favorite memory of Vern? And Dawson Boyd, as you know, is honoring his legacy this performing arts season.
Yeah. You know, when I was reflecting on Vern, the first thing that came to my mind, of course, were popcorn reading parties and the fact that he always gave quarters out on Halloween.
Oh, that was generous.
But really, when I think about it more, I think about him humming in the hallways and making every student feel like they were the most important person in the world. But he always played, I think it was called the Positively Positive Day song on Fridays, and music was such an important part of who he was, and it really created connection, and it was just who he was, and certainly was a way that made all of us feel like we were important and part of something bigger than what we were.
Okay, and why do you think Dawson Boyd Arts Association is as important today as it was 25 years ago?
Certainly, I remember when they turned that old gym into a stage, and all of a sudden we had this real deal in Dawson that had fancy, that we thought were fancy at the time, our green padded chairs. And for me, that stage turned into a place where I had so many wonderful experiences, whether I was on stage for musicals or performances or just watching a regional group that came in. And you can't get that everywhere. And I think the arts does such a good job of bringing the world to us. And so that dream that was there 25 years ago lives on so much. In a town the size of Dawson, those opportunities are pretty rare. They bring in some phenomenal artists. And the cool thing is a lot of times they don't just perform, they also work alongside students. And so there are these tangible, real things that are happening with the students that just open their eyes and the community's eyes to what a wonderful thing it is to have that opportunity of arts right in that size town. I mean, a picture is worth a thousand words, but I think an experience or a sound or a moment is worth so much more.
We don't like that expression in radio.
Yeah.
The words are worth more than pictures. No. Just kidding. No. No, but you're right. And you talk about community. We're not just talking Dawson, Boyd, and that area either. It's, you go to those performances over there, and people from a pretty wide area that are taking advantage of what the Dawson Boyd Arts Association has put together.
Absolutely.
Well, how has the Dawson Boyd Arts Association impacted you personally?
I think it's more than just those moments that I had personally on stage. I think I love that I still get to feel connected to it, even though I don't live there anymore. I took those memories with me, but also stay super connected, and I think that has a lot to do with my parents. They've always been a part of creating the community that they want to be a part of, and they never missed a performance when I was growing up, even if that meant sitting through the same musical four times. but years later, they're still showing up, and they attend almost nearly every event. They volunteer their time, they go to performances, and I get to hear about that. But also it inspires me to get connected to my community and what I can do. It's that dedication that inspires giving for me. And it's a reason why I stay connected, why I do come back and get to go to performances. Or this year I had the great opportunity of attending a fundraising event with my parents for the Arts Association. It was a lot of fun, but it was also really meaningful to give back to something that gave so much to me.
What do you see as the future for the Dawson Boyd Arts Association? What would you like to see?
My hope is that these opportunities that were available to me continue to be available for Dawson kids. I think it's really special that there's kind of this moment when you realize that the quality of the arts experiences that you have in that small town is, it's rivaling some of these in bigger cities that other people had access to. And I want those kids to feel connected to the arts, to be inspired, to carry that with them wherever they go, whether it is staying in the community or moving away. And certainly having that vibrant arts makes the community so strong, and that's what the community needs. So I hope that people see that that magic is happening, and that magic won't continue if people don't show up. So we need to make sure that we are supporting with volunteering and donating and just really being champions of the arts. Really, if I think kind of bigger, I would love to see that the events grow in attendance, maybe think outside the box and create more of those opportunities that are more than just events, really those things that create a movement of sparking joy and creativity. And the arts is something that we need more than ever right now. They're truly essential, not just entertainment.
Yeah, that's like as you say, it's a great way to bring people together because it does involve a lot of volunteers from the community, and Dawson does a great job with that. You see an awful lot of people at the door and selling tickets and taking care of the refreshments and everything else and just having a good time and socializing and enjoying the arts. So it's a great, great thing and a great organization, and we certainly appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today, Erica.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. And it was it's fun to think about the possibilities, but also to reflect on what made it happen in the first place.
All right. Very good. Well, we're going to let you go, and we're going to talk to Tracy a little more here, so we'll hopefully get you back on the air and talk about the Dawson Boyd Arts Association on down the line sometime.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Maynard. Have a good day.
Thanks, Erica.
Erica Johnsrud speaking with us on our discussion of the Dawson Boyd Arts Association, and she brings up a lot of good points and good public speaker herself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Tracy, let's talk about the role that the Dawson Boyd Arts Association plays today for the future of performing arts in, as I mentioned, not just Dawson Boyd, but the region.
Yeah, and the region is a key word.
Yes,
so
region.
We love our Dawson Boyd people, but we love the multiple counties.
We have to think that way, whether it be in business or arts or anything these days. We're we're one big community.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Sure. So, yeah, we make a big effort to promote through radio and newspaper and bulletin boards and word of mouth
that.
And all of that. So, yes, it's wonderful to gather people from miles away. But, yeah, as we look at the future, we are just determined to continue our reputation for providing both interesting and high-quality programming, cost-effectively and conveniently close to home. So that is really at the top of our list. It's very helpful to be where we are as a well-established organization. So I travel and go to other towns, and people are recognizing me. They're recognizing the Dawson Boyd Arts Association.
Yeah, we see you out and about quite a few places.
I am out and about.
The Dawson Boyd Arts Association and you personally,
yes,
you get out and about.
I do get out and about, absolutely. So, yeah, I think our big focus, again, in choosing this legacy of Mr. Stevens to honor is we feel a responsibility to carry out his good work. So what he started, and as Erica reflected on, how meaningful it has been for students and adults alike, we take that serious and just have every intention of carrying this forward for a lot of years to come.
Okay. Well, how does the Dawson Boyd Arts Association bring in these nationally known performers? You got some pretty good acts, some heavy hitters there, and affordable ticket prices. How do you do that?
Yes, that takes some work. So, it's I think the big thing, and Erica mentioned this, is attendance. So, really showing up, buying a ticket, and coming to the performances. We would love to see a full house on a regular basis. So even if it's something that you haven't heard of, or maybe it's a genre of music that you're not familiar with, take a chance, take a gamble, and come join us.
You've got jazz, bluegrass, classical,
it's
alternative.
It runs the gamut. Yep. Another thing that we do each year is, and this is through some of our grants, is we're able to bring in cultural diversity. So since I've been involved with the Arts Association, we've brought in Enso Daiko Japanese drumming, which was very unique and different. We had the Rangakiri, which was Irish dancing and Celtic dancers and music. Last year we had Brulé, which I think you were actually maybe at that performance where the Native American
I didn't get to that one, but I was at I made it to the Queen
performance,
and there were another one or two over there too. So yeah, I can't remember what the other one were, but I've always enjoyed the performances over there. They always do a great job.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this year we just finished. It was a couple weeks ago. We had a wonderful Zydeco experience. So Terrence Simeon and his band from South Louisiana, and that was a wonderful experience. So that was part of our mission to bring the activities into the school day. So we had 440 students on their feet, singing, dancing, participating on stage. It was magical. Yep. So those are the kind of things that we'll continue to do as we move forward.
You mentioned grant writing is important. What else? How else do you get your money?
Well, we get our money through partnerships as well, and maybe not even so much the money, but just the word of mouth and the use of the space. Dawson Boyd Public Schools is definitely a partner, so we have access to the auditorium, the box office, and such, and then in return, we give these experiences back to the students. We also are in partnership with the Dawson EDA, and that has been helpful. I know we've given back to them because we're bringing in new people to Dawson that are spending money and eating out and going to some of our shops, and
definitely a two-way street,
just kind of putting Dawson on the map. Right. So that is something they appreciate. We're in close connection with the Dawson Area Chamber. Terry Overlander is a huge supporter. He calls us the big city quality entertainment, and again, something that draws people in. We work closely with Johnson Memorial Health Services, especially these last few months. We've been part of the Minnesota State Arts Board Accessible Arts Grant, so that was some extra funding that we received, very competitive, and we've been able to bring in a consultant and do some accessibility studies, and we've had the Johnson Memorial Health Services team as part of that, as well as the public school, and some of the community members and such. So
nice to have good partners.
That's definitely another big piece. I'd say the other thing that's certainly important is our sponsors and supporters. So we have lots of opportunities for businesses, individuals, organizations to actually sponsor either events or the season itself. And so that's something that people might want to consider. We do fundraisers. I think Erica mentioned that she attended our pottery fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So part of writing grants, we also have to prove that we can stand on our own. And so by being able to raise the money locally and provide the fun experience, that's a good combination.
And, of course, ticket sales.
And ticket sales, yes, indeed. So
how do you go about your selling those tickets?
Well, we actually have the tickets on sale online. We publish the whole season early September, so we've got performances from now through the end of June that are available for purchase. You can visit DawsonBoydArtsPresents.org, and then also the box office. So I'm happy to talk to anybody that would prefer not to use the computer. They can call me, and we can process an order on the phone. That number is 320-312-2311.
Or if you're just old school, you can come buy your tickets at the door.
At the door.
Most of the performances,
we do have space.
Space left. But if it's sold out, though, then you're out of luck at the door.
Yep. And then a couple of the performances are reserved seating. So I know there's always people that kind of have their favorite spots. So
better to get them ahead of time, then you don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely.
And you can just enjoy that coffee and stuff.
Absolutely. And all the socializing.
That's right.
And we do a lot of that.
Yes, that's for sure. I know. I've gotten in on that. So
yes, you have. You certainly have.
How about, what are some of the ways that the region can show support and appreciation for the Dawson Boyd Arts Association? Of course, attending the performances is a big one, but what else can they do?
Yep. Well, I'd say attend yourself and then maybe invite a friend or a family member. So sometimes if someone has never been to a performance, they don't know what to expect. So sometimes you can make it a little more comfortable inviting them to join you. Sometimes there's community members that need a ride. Maybe they don't drive or don't like to get out after dark. So being able to kind of show a little hospitality in that way. Definitely the participating in the fundraising, I mentioned that. Something that I also mentioned, we've had a lot of people through the years that have really enjoyed their experiences at our performances. So remembering Dawson Boyd Arts Association with memorial gifts and honorariums.
That's, and you are a 501c3, you said, so they're tax deductible if they are giving gifts to you.
Yep. So whether it be that type of donation or being a sponsor or what we call an annual supporter, that's a new level that we are just introducing this year for just $50 or $75 per household. You can support something that you believe in and help us with our cause. Social media, we're on both Facebook and Instagram, so anything that people can do to like and share and comment.
That sharing makes a big difference.
It does. And I mentioned the sponsorship piece, so definitely if anyone, we always have room and space for additional sponsors, so definitely contact us at the box office, 320-312-2311, or email me, tracy.hansen.dbarts@gmail.com. And let me know of your interest in sponsorship, because we can get you in at any time throughout the year.
Okay. And, of course, Give to the Max Day is coming up here on Thursday, November 20th. That'd be a good opportunity for people to get out the checkbook.
Yes. Yes, we and a lot of other great nonprofits are part of what is called Minnesota's Giving Holiday. So we would definitely encourage participation in that. We, again, as you mentioned, being a nonprofit, it's a good time of the year for making donations and potential tax deductions and things like that. So we will have press releases out in the local papers, and we'll be promoting this right here on the radio in upcoming weeks. So definitely opportunities to
again. What's this? Another one you said, Do not forget to donate.
That yes. Sounds good.
I think there's food involved in this one.
There is. We're trying to be clever.
I like it.
Yes. So, yeah, recognizing that that not everybody might know about Give to the Max, we want to provide a bit of a fun morning and maybe a little bit of an educational opportunity. So we're doing a drive-through at Midwest Bank's Dawson location, so from 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 15th, so people can come by and grab a complimentary bag of donuts, and then also learn about how Give to the Max works. If you've never participated before, we will have myself and board members on hand, and we can help you log in and make a donation for the first time, or we can collect cash, checks, or credit cards and get that processed for you.
Okay, so, and then that's on the 15th, and that's the same day as your next performance over
there. It is. It is. Yes. It's going to be a busy day. And actually, in between that, we have our accessible arts consultant coming back for some training. So that'll be for board members and volunteers. But yes, our next live performance is Saturday, November 15th. And it is the 615 Collective, and they are a band right from Nashville, Tennessee. They're a three-time Grammy-nominated band, and they will be bringing a mix of country, Americana, and pop. So this is definitely one not to miss. We have gone to great lengths, so of course we like regional artists, but this year we have multiple national artists, and this is one that... Yes, it's an experience in Dawson that if you close your eyes, you'll feel like you're right down in Nashville.
Tennessee, Grand Ole Opry.
And they perform a lot at the Grand Ole Opry, so we'll have that experience going on right there in Dawson.
And what's coming up after that?
After that, we have one more this calendar year, and that is on Tuesday, December 2nd, and that is the one and only Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And when I say that, people are like shocked, because this is not a tribute band. This is the real deal. So they are a 12-member band, swing band, traveling all the way from Florida. And so that will be, again, an experience that you just don't get every night.
Yeah, a lot of big band fans out there. I know that, too. Love that big band music.
I believe there are.
Ready for some toe-tapping there at that one.
Yep. And that's another one where we're incorporating some of the high school band students. So the senior high band members will have the opportunity to perform on stage Boogie Woogie. So that'll expose them fun. To another genre of music. And yeah, I don't recall as a high schooler being part of a national band on stage. So I think this will be another one of those experiences like Erica talked about that people will remember for years to come.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, anything else we should add in there? We talked a little bit about how to get tickets for it. And if anybody has any questions on that, they can always give us a call here at Q92 because we'd be happy to steer them in the right direction. We've got the information.
You know how to find us.
We know everything. That's what people think. We're the radio station.
Well, so. And I would say they're accurate. Yeah, okay. So you've been a tremendous...
We'll figure it out.
Yes, definitely. Well, you've all have been a very tremendous asset to us and attending our programs and airing our ads and interviews like this and just
one of those partnerships,
good ambassadors.
About, so can't do it without partners, that's
right,
for sure.
Right, and we sure appreciate that.
Tracy, congratulations on 24 years of performing arts in Dawson, and we invite you to come back anytime, and we'll talk more about the arts in Dawson, and we look forward to promoting all of your events into the coming year.
Well, thank you very much. We, again, appreciate you very much.
Tracy Hansen with the Dawson Boyd Arts Association with us here on Q92.